The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
On the Good Day program, I'm Dudley Steffen, the king of Dudley World. Doug Steffen, the entrepreneur who's made the Good Day program what it is.
Good job, by the way.
And along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, here to protect that national brand, here to let you know what's going on, the state of the world, the state of the country, the state of the state, the state of your mind, or other things that did. Robin Williams apparently was in the early stages of Parkinson's disease. Speaking of, yeah, a twist on the story. Does this change the story? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The fact that Robin Williams, according to his wife, had early stage Parkinson's. So is that what led him to commit suicide? Are the abuses of drugs and alcohol something that helped his brain get cooked? And is that what caused the Parkinson's? There's now going to be a lot of debate, medical debate, about this. I was talking to somebody yesterday who is the son of a fellow that I became friendly with quite a while ago. His father died in July. And he was telling me about what his father was going through the last 4 or 5 months of his life. He had a lot of internal problems with his lungs and his heart and that sort of thing. But he also had, because of a condition in his lungs, he was getting a lot of oxygen. And there are some, he said, who thought that the oxygen was causing him to be crazy, and others who thought that it was helping him to get not crazy as fast. I don't know. Does that make sense? That sense.
What was his underlying condition?
Well, his underlying condition for the oxygen was lung congestion and brought about by emphysema, that sort of thing. And then he had a heart problem that also came from smoking earlier in his life. And all of the oxygen that's so important. You hear me doing these commercials all the time, and I hope you're not thinking that I'm being facetious when I talk to you about some of the products that get, like the Heart Factors Plus and this new fish oil supplement. These things get needed nutrition to your brain. And without them, your brain begins to shrivel. And as your brain begins to shrivel, then and alcohol will cause that. You can't think normally, and that could lead you to make all kinds of speculative assessments of what went on with Robin Williams, whether his blood flow to the brain wasn't as good, and therefore he wasn't thinking as well. That could be depressing. And if he was in, you know, the early stages of Parkinson's, what does that do to his body and his brain together? All that stuff changes this discussion a little, I think. Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, I was very surprised when this news came out yesterday. I had thought that, you know, it's hard not to judge when something like this happens.
Sure.
And I had thought this was a selfish act, mm-hmm. because he's leaving behind his family, his children, and they don't understand why. Nobody does, but it's not. It doesn't matter if we don't. But his family is a different matter, and I'm not sure if this changes that for me. I can't imagine the burden that he was carrying with the depression and the addiction, and then add Parkinson's on top of all that, and I can't imagine how I would cope with it. But It still seems a really tough thing to do to your family.
The one thing that people don't realize too much about Parkinson's, and I did a little bit of research on it just because I have a family friend who has it, and it changes your behavior in a way that it makes you more of a risk taker. In fact, people with Parkinson's, especially the beginning stages, tend to become more gamblers. They have more problems with that because I think it changes the way that you
mean gambling
function.
In terms of going to Las Vegas or that kind of stuff?
Gambling, yes. Gambling.
Taking chances.
Both things. Yeah. So, I mean, people, it's proven, will have actual gambling problems with Parkinson's because of that. Yeah. So maybe that affected the way he was thinking. I mean, his wife swears that he was sober when he did this. But Parkinson's does have an impact on your brain and maybe makes you not think as clearly as you would have, you know, maybe if he was in the same situation a year or two ago.
What say you? 888-302-3684. Email, I gave you the addresses, Twitter, @GoodDay, Facebook.com/GoodDay. Can you have comments from some of our listeners that we ought to relay to give people more food for thought with regard to the death of Robin Williams?
Sure. Queenie says, I watched my father die of Parkinson's. It was not fun. He went through hell and back. God bless you, Robin Williams. Rest in peace.
Yeah, Parkinson's is no walk
in the park. Not a picnic.
Awful. Yeah. All right. And so, but did he leave any indication that he left a suicide note or anything?
There was no note.
No note. Okay. What else, Kenny?
Ed says, what a heartbreaking weight to be carrying, sending positive thoughts to those who were closer to him. Thanks for the laughs, Robin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think some of the early judgments, I said what Kenny said in terms of selfishness. I think there are a couple of other. There are all kinds. I think I asked that the day that it was announced that he died. I asked a couple of different things about what you thought first. I know that in my own brain, I thought it was pretty selfish, but I think I am also supportive of those who want to commit suicide. It's their own business.
Well, so here's the thing. Then I have to ask you this. I mean, either way, whether it's depression, that's an illness, or whether it's Parkinson's, that's an illness. So one changes your view of what he did. Because he had Parkinson's, it makes it easier?
I don't know if that's what I'm thinking. I'm not sure that's what I'm saying.
I'm curious. Well, no, because that's what a lot of people, it feels like, are saying. Because he has this other, you know, disease. But, I mean, depression is a disease in itself.
Yes, so that's what I'm just curious about. I don't have a conclusive answer for you. I know that I feel differently for some reason about what was said earlier in the week. And we'll leave it at that. 888-302-3684. Coming up, the situation on the border and maybe a number, a statistic that you will be shocked to hear. Meanwhile, people are beginning to write to me about this Therma 4 gadget that we've been talking about. The Therma 4, you've heard me say that this is the way to treat strains and sprains. There is a better way, is a good way. You know, you can use the ice packs of the peas and stick them on your shoulder like I did or wherever the aches and pains are. I wish I'd have known Therma 4 existed 2 months ago when I fell off the truck and separated my shoulder. This week I pulled my back out.
Yikes.
So I had the pain of strains and sprains, and I have been treating myself, or actually Meredith's been using this Therma 4, T-H-E-R-M-A 4, the number 4. You can find out about it, by the way, by going to therma4.com. This is a revolutionary new hot and cold therapy. It's a roller. You put the roller in a microwave to warm it up, and you stick the roller, the cold roller, in the freezer. You take them out together, and you use them. This is, by the way, something that was, if you're a sports person and you're aching after your morning run, let's say, this is something that came from one of the top sports doctors in America. The NBA says, we're using this on all of our teams. And the end of all of them.
Doing hot and cold is so messy. This is kind of a cool way to do it.
It is. It's a great way to do it. All right, so you want to try one of these things? This is the way to get a hold of a Therma 4. You go online, visit Therma 4, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number 4.com. Use the code DUG50, and you'll get 50% off the cost that you see listed there in the website. You're listening to the program. That entitles you to 50%. 50% off. Get rid of the strain and sprain and pain by using Therma 4. What a great concept. What a great price. Therma4.com. Use the code Doug50.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50-cent crayons.
What?
$1 fake mechanical pencils.
What?
17-cent notebooks.
What?
All right. We got to end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
Hi friends, it's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our anniversary sale, August 15th through the 18th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Run in, jump in, just get into Kohl's. Find savings on athletic wear for back to school, like favorites from Nike, including shoes for the family and performance gear for boys. Girls' Converse sneakers, only $36.99. Women's Fila sports tees, tanks, and bottoms, 30 to 45% off. And game winners from Adidas, men's tees, $17.99. Keep up the pace with sport watches, just $11.99 each. Plus save with over 100 night owl and early bird specials, late Friday and early Saturday. This weekend, find your yes. Kohl's.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always tastes real good.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Facile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you'll also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
All right, so a stat has come out, 19 after, by the way, on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler in this hour. The stats from the
stats.
Census Bureau, the facts and the stats from the United States Census Bureau as to how often an illegal enters our country.
Oh, boy.
How often do you think it is, Jennifer?
Every 10 seconds.
No, it's not that bad. I won't ask Kenny because he knows the answer. This could have been a good quiz question.
Could have been.
888-302-3684.
All right,
that's not bad. No, I think I will. That's a good idea. Yeah, let's do that. What is your opinion, or what do you know, or what have you learned about how often, if you've been listening in the earlier hours, I have talked about this. Let's see if you know or can regurgitate the fact. 888-302-3684. How often is there an illegal entry into the United States, crossing the border, by a citizen or a person who wants to be here but doesn't want to do it the right way? How often do we have people entering our country illegally? What's the number? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the bizarre story of this woman and her boyfriend who carried her mother across, or tried to bring her mother into the country in a suitcase. Did you see that?
I did. Gross.
Well, in the name of God, for people thinking, you talk about whacked. Hey, the daughter and the boyfriend were charged with, this was in Bali this took place, 21 after the hour.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you and love, life's sweetest reward, let it flow.
He sounds so old now.
It's a little dated.
50 years ago this was recorded. I love boat. So to help celebrate Princess Cruises' 50th anniversary, the company has tapped the cast of the Love Boat to serve as its global ambassadors.
So fun.
It was the show itself, the show Love Boat, that popularized the notion of cruising. It was one of those television shows, you know, every once in a while a show comes along that has such impact on the culture of our country, and this show did it for cruising. Really, it was...
How many people have walked on their first cruise and goes, where's Julie? Because, yeah, you know, right. You'd want to see where the cruise director is. Come on.
Yep. So the first episode was aired about 40 years ago. Their golden anniversary next year, that is Princess Cruises. The brand has taken all six cast members of the Love Boat, asked them to serve as godparents for its newest ship, the Regal Princess. So Gavin McLeod, Fred Grandy, Ted Lang, Bernie, is it, Coppel or Coppel? Never knew how to pronounce that properly.
I think Coppel. Is it, what do you think, Ken?
I think Coppel.
Yeah. Lauren Tews and Jill Whalen will all be there. November 5th is the date in Fort Lauderdale, christening the new ship. That's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, I like it.
That'll get a lot of publicity for sure.
We should go. Let's go on a cruise, Dougie.
It's my birthday, so come. Let's take a cruise.
Yeah.
Meredith doesn't like the water, so... how we would do that.
Oh, we just have to take her on the right ship.
The one that doesn't go anywhere. The Queen Mary.
There you go.
She'd have a great time on that. 26 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Quick answer to the question, how often does an illegal enter the country? Here is Paul driving on the interstate in Tennessee. Paul, what do you think that number is?
One every 40 seconds.
That is correct. Did you hear me say that earlier on, or did you know that?
I've heard it before.
Yeah. One. Imagine that. One person enters the U.S. illegally every 40 seconds. Huh. Do the math. I think I'll do the math later on. Let's figure out how many each hour, and then each day, and then each week, and then each month, and then each year, and see how that
jives actually.
The stats. Yeah, it is. All right, Paul, thanks for the help. Appreciate it. Drive safely, please. It's time now for us to smile for a bit. Now, I can't predict you're going to smile while listening to all of these things from the Late House Late Night Show monologues, starting with Conan O'Brien to Jimmy Fallon to Seth Meyers.
At a book signing, Hillary Clinton denied any friction with President Obama. That's the latest, yeah. Bill Clinton heard this and said that's not the first time she's denied friction with the president.
President Obama decided to go on vacation, of course. And he's got a lot of criticism for that. And now Obama is facing criticism for coming back to work for a couple of days because they say it wastes taxpayer money. Or as Obama put it, 28 more months, 2 weeks, 4 days, and 16 hours.
Get through this. You can't win. Just get through this.
President Obama's approval rating this week reached an all-time low. An all-time low. Apparently, it's all the way down to some of the people, some of the time.
Yeah, there you go. Mark Wahlberg and Amanda, is it Seyfried? Is that how
you... Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They're in TED 2, which is being filmed in Framingham. My hometown. This is the sequel to Ted 1, as you might imagine.
Brilliant. Uh-huh.
So they closed down a whole bunch of neighborhoods and schools and the Mass Pike for a while. It's pretty interesting to see how, you know, they sort of take over when they come in. 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, biographers describe two different Ronald Reagans, a shrewd, brilliant pal and an underinformed bumbler. Which was it?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excited. You're turning in circles. I have a happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Reagan biographer Rick Perlstein describes a politician who's very high EQ and IQ, but biographer Lou Cannon describes an underinformed bumbler as president. Who's the real Reagan?
Ronald Reagan had a remarkable ability to not only take the temperature of his audience who's in front of, but also the world. I think that he had a grasp of foreign policy. Many of the policies that he undertook led to an era of prosperity for America. He understood, and his doctrine, peace through strength, and working with Margaret Thatcher and working with our allies, I think he knew how to take a measure of a people.
Well, the mistake that some people make is assuming that he wasn't actually bright. Perlstein doesn't make that mistake. Perhaps Cannon does to an extent. He was actually a very intelligent person. I think where his deficiencies, if you want to call them that, lay were in his emotions. He felt very strongly about things, and when he felt strongly enough about things, that could influence his thinking about it. It would lead him to deny realities that were plain to other people. For instance, that Nixon was indefensible after a point. He kept defending Nixon after Watergate.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Time to take notes. There'll be a quiz later in this half hour. Things that you need to know for Friday the 15th. The Ides of August are upon us, halfway through the eighth month of the year. Hoo-wee! And people are talking today and have been talking this week about the Missouri teenager who was shot. There is a there's an attempt to get rid of the local, I don't know, get rid is probably not the right terminology, but to supplant the local police who have handled this, the outside observer in me looking in, easy to look in when I'm not there. It would have been interesting to do a radio program from this community to kind of get a sense as to what really is going on, because you don't get it from the news media. It's just quick snapshots.
Did you hear about that anonymous person on Twitter that was releasing the identity of the officer?
No.
Yeah, yesterday, an anonymous Twitter account and blogger had released this name of the police officer. He was going to release a picture, but he was waiting for the police department to respond. Well, the police department said, hey, before you start releasing anything, you got the wrong guy. I mean, can you imagine how dangerous that is? You release the name of somebody who didn't have anything to do with it?
Well, it's a pretty irresponsible. Both sides are playing this badly. The local police are acting like thugs in a sense, and you know, the circle the wagon routine. But the other side of it is, as you're suggesting, letting the public know who this is, given how immature the public has responded to this, wouldn't bode well for the person who was responsible for it in the first place. So this is a conundrum. They're in a quandary. What do? They bring in the stadies. So the local police out, the highway patrol in.
Governor's in charge.
Governor is in charge, and it's not a moment too soon. Actually, I mean, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. The governor should have done it earlier, blah, 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 blah. Well, at least now there is less likelihood that for any reason that makes any kind of sense at all, that the violence would continue, and the highway patrol may be much better, actually, prepared to take care of this, because the local flatfoots, you know, this is a small town, and obviously they don't know what the hell they're doing, because they've made a mess of this. And the officer who shot this kid, all accounts that I've read seem to indicate that it was way overreacting. And we have problems like this in lots of communities that have poorly trained police. And so it gets back around to the real issue here. Well, there are several real issues that we've discussed this week. The whole business about white police officers in a predominantly black town. And then you can argue, well, why does that have to be? Why can't people get along? And then this stupid, stupid burn down buildings, blow up cars, steal everything in sight. What is that?
It sure doesn't build a case for.
Of course it doesn't.
You know, I wasn't doing anything, because I think that was the idea, is that they want to prove that this kid wasn't doing anything wrong and he was harassed by the officer. Well,
what was he supposedly doing? I heard he was just jaywalking. The police officer confronted him.
The police claimed that they thought he had a weapon.
Well, what's that got to do with walking the street? Why would they stop? Can you have a weapon in? Is it illegal to have a weapon in Ferguson, Missouri?
I would imagine you'd have to have a concealed carry permit. You're not supposed to be walking the streets with weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I'm not saying that this kid is. We don't even know any of the circumstances. But do you think this police department is freaked out after? I mean, George Zimmerman was just a security guard.
Yeah.
Do you, and they saw the response to that. Do you think that this is them acting in fear more than
were
in their brain?
Were I to be the governor of Missouri, if it was legal for me to do so, I would disband the police department, fire everybody, and put in a new police department. That's what I'd do. If I were in charge, fire them all. Send him away. You're done. Finished. Your job is over here.
That'd be tough love, Mr. Stephan. Commissioner Stephan.
I think that that's what this calls for. And then find out what the heck was going on with this. Why was there... What was really going on? I don't have a sense as to what was really going on. Kenny, you started to say something.
I was just going to say the governor was there yesterday, mm-hmm. which is when this announcement came out that the highway patrol was coming in to take over.
Yeah.
So he may have... He didn't disband the police department, but... He may have had a hand in deciding that they're not going to handle this anymore.
Right, which they ought not to. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Twitter at Good Day. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What sort of comments are you getting, Kenny, on this?
My computer just froze, so I'm not sure.
You are in freezing while I talk to Cornelius.
Nobody's talking to you.
Cornelius in Louisiana, what are your thoughts on this and other situations like this that happen or have happened in our country?
Well, God bless you, Doug Stephan. I really listen to you on 970 AM in Alexandria, Louisiana. And I used to be a military police officer for 15 years in the Louisiana Army National Guard. And I used to be a civilian law enforcement, too, or security, whatever you want to call it. I was telling you, call screen, he was so nice and everything, that on this, Doug, the main thing is 20 years ago, it used to be 70% white and 30% black. And it seems like when the demographic...
Are you talking about this town? Are you talking about this town, or are you talking about the country? This town?
No, I'm talking about the town.
Yeah, okay.
With the demographics changed to 20 years later, which is now, it's 70% black and 30% white. But for some reason, and I was telling you, call screener, the whites are still in charge. It'd be like if the blacks, let's say the blacks were the majority And then
now we got it. This happens frequently. This is not unique to Ferguson, Missouri. This happens a lot where the white people don't want to give up power. Power structure might change because the population, if it votes, would vote for its own kind, which is kind of sad on several fronts. That blacks don't like whites in power, or they feel more comfortable with their own. There's something that's really kind of screwy about that. I understand the attitude. I understand why people have the attitude. What bothers me is that people do have the attitude based on experience and history. We're back to the Civil War here. That's really where we're fighting the Civil War in Ferguson, Missouri. Are we or not?
I would hope that we wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Well, what are we doing?
But what needs to happen, Doug, you're getting on the right point. I got to say that. You're right on top of it. I hope they'll go in there and the federal government and the state government and stuff and see how they can draw their voting districts to where it should be with the population. And you know, that's the way it ought to be, by the population.
Yeah, and if the population decides they want to have a white person in charge or a black person in charge, that ought to be because that person is qualified in a perfect world rather than just because his skin color. I mean, look at what we have as the President of the United States, elected by people of his own color. That was how he got over the top, and many of them never had voted before, and they were so pleased that they had a black candidate, which is swell, except what they got was lousy. And many of them even would tell you that it's lousy. So it doesn't always work that voting for skin color or for religion or for age or any of these things means you're going to get the most qualified candidate. We certainly did not get the most qualified candidate nationally, and it looks like they didn't get the most qualified people locally here. But the governor has done the right thing, in my opinion, and so we opine together. Cornelius, thank you for the call. 888-302-3684. All right, Kenny, did you break open the toolbox there now? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Chris says, within 24 hours, the USA knew more about Robin Williams' death than we learned in almost a week about the public shooting of Mike Brown.
Wow. That's right. That's true. What does that say about our culture and the news media? Who's doing the investigating in Missouri? Aha. Very observant, very keen, interesting. That's why we like to have your comments as quickly as you'd like to make them. Help them, help yourself so that we can help ourselves to your thoughts. What's next, Kenny?
Skyler says, the Supreme Court ruled that the Westboro Baptist members can protest military funerals, but in Ferguson, residents are denied the right to protest the murder by a cop.
No, that's not true. It's the way they are protesting it, or some are protesting it. There's no disconnect
between... More violence
doesn't
take away violence.
No, but there's nothing that I've seen or indicated that protesting has not been allowed, or maybe they've curtailed gathering on the streets or whatever, which, under the circumstances, what might be the case is some local guys say, get a permit for a parade or something. Because sometimes in some of these communities, you got to have a permit for more than 100 people to get together. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But not to protest in peaceful protests, much is learned. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't agree with that. But the other side of it is...
If anything, it makes your case stronger when they're not breaking into shoe stores and stealing Nikes.
That's the thing that has to change. All right, what other observations have you got, Kenny?
One more. John says, cops need to be recorded 100% of the time when on duty. This life and death stuff is way too important to just leave to he said, she said. Mm. I don't know who's at fault. We don't know what happened. And sadly, we probably never will.
Yeah, it will be a he said, she said, or he said sort of thing. White guys versus black guys, all of that sort of thing will continue.
And the officer gets reassigned probably, right?
Yeah, well... again, not knowing what the real facts are, if he's guilty of what people have said he's guilty of, he ought to go to jail. Anyway, but we don't know, as Kenny said. And what a sad state of affairs. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's good because the police, we have too many bad cops. They aren't well trained in many instances. I'll bet in Ferguson, I bet you the average cop's making like $30,000 or something in Ferguson. And that's not enough money. For somebody who's well trained and well schooled, you need to be making twice that much money. An entry-level police officer ought to make 50 or 60 grand, 50,000 bucks a week. Entry-level police, well-trained. This is, if the job is done correctly, it is a strenuous job.
Mm-hmm.
And they ought to be paid for it. Right. If the job is, if these people are trained well and they handle the job correctly, then they deserve that kind of dough to start. But many of them don't deserve it because they haven't been trained, and they're basically just refugees from the mall car. What was that? That movie,
Paul Blart.
Yeah, right, exactly. that's what you got with a lot of these people in towns like Ferguson, and they don't make much more money than the people. I mean, this is a big response. This is like teachers. You know, some teachers in some communities like Los Angeles make a lot of money for what they do. In many communities, and I'm going to guess Ferguson's probably one of those too, the teachers don't get paid enough. I'm betting nobody gets paid enough for what they do, and therefore we don't have really good qualified people to either teach our children or to run the police department.
These are the people that are making those life and death decisions every second, you know, that they're out there. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're onto something. And maybe it's more extensive training, too. Maybe it's more extensive psychological testing to make sure that you can handle the pressure. I mean, look, I don't admire police officers. They're constantly under fire. And, you know, you constantly feel like you have to be under guard.
Some of them are. Some are and some are not. It's like people in uniform in the Army, the Navy.
It's a tough job, though, to decide who's really holding a gun and who's not. I mean, you're going into a lot of unknown situations. You've got to have a high tolerance for stress.
888-302-3684. I'm sure the comments will not be concluded with our conversation about this. Let me move into something that's kind of cool and kind of good. This is not really good English. It's kind of. It's kind of. The official Good Day merchandise location at DougStephan.com is a box called Good Day Goodies. Easy now for you to purchase official Good Day goodies, Good Day merchandise. Go to DougStephan.com, click on the picture of my mug. No, it's not my mug. It's a mug. And that brings you to the link, yes. Maybe we should put my mug on my mug.
On a mug?
Right. What do you think?
Set of mugs with each member of the Good Day crew. Would that be fun?
Would you send that suggestion along to the powers that be?
That would be really funny.
It would be. Well, send it along to Bob.
I'm drinking from Rich McFadden today.
Yes, really. Ken Kessler tomorrow. The Good Day Goodies store is at DougStephan.com. Click on the Good Day logo on Facebook if you want to do it that way. You'll find an assortment of wearing apparel and tote bags and cups and mugs and keychains and lots of other things that are kind of fun. So if you have your credit card around, make sure when you place the order, you understand you're going to get a 20% discount on everything there. Most items ship in 24 hours, 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you check back with some degree of frequency, you'll probably find some new things in there, some Charlotte goodies and the farm stuff. That'll also be things that I think people are little collectible things. All right? So it's DougStephan.com, the Good Day Goodies box for things that will help you connect with us. Isn't that sweet? Connection. Very sweet, Jennifer. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Our nation's wounded veterans, men and women who have served our country, are accepting a new challenge in the form of a mountain. Soldiers to Summits, or S2S, and Wells Fargo are hosting an expedition to California's Mount Whitney to help wounded veterans overcome their emotional barriers while climbing a physical one. Wells Fargo is focused on transitioning veterans into civilian life and has committed $35 million through 2015 in support of veterans. S2S, a program of No Barriers USA, uses mountains as a metaphor and training ground to help veterans live a life of purpose. Executive Director, No Barriers USA, David Cherna.
During the Mission Mount Whitney journey, our soldiers are going to learn that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way. They're going to learn to tackle adversity in a new way, and they're going to bring that lesson about how to live their lives back to their civilian lifestyle so that they can achieve their dreams.
For more information, visit S2S2014.org.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
It's the Fun Friday edition of the Good Day Show. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn at 51 past the hour.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Celebrity talk. This is Tech Talk time on the Good Day program, 53 past the hour. Jennifer, Ken, and I focusing on the continuing action, if you will, here on Twitter. A story at DougSteffen.com today about Twitter taking action against these online bullies who have harassed Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda. The suspension of her account was one of the things that brought us around to asking yesterday whether or not you try to communicate with celebrities on social media. Kenny, if we have the results of that, it'd be kind of cool to have so that we can post them, and I'd be kind of curious to know what our audience thought. Meanwhile, as far as thinking is concerned, one of the premier thinkers in the world of technology is reporter Shelley Palmer, who's going to join us in a moment, talking about a new feature at Hilton Hotels that allows you to check in and go right to your room using your smartphone. For travelers, this ought to be pretty cool. Stand by for that info.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, no one likes waiting in a long line at a hotel check-in counter, especially after a long flight and the stress that comes with it. Starting next year at Hilton Hotels, however, you'll be able to skip those lines entirely and get into your room with nothing more than your smartphone. Hilton recently announced that it will start rolling out a new type of door lock next year, and it will finish the global rollout to its 4,200 locations by the end of 2016. The new program bypasses the need for a room key by sending a code to your phone that you use to unlock your door. The technology is similar to what other hotel chains are doing. Starwood announced a similar program earlier this year, but Hilton is by far the biggest hotel chain to offer the feature to date. Hilton's mobile app already lets you pre-order amenities for your room and lets you check in and out, but this latest program will help you make your hotel stay even more relaxing. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This goes out to all the constituents who spent the last 2 years rallying to bring back Burger King chicken fries. To at Kelsey Jones 1, who implored, "Is this a sick, twisted joke? Bring back those chicken fries." And to at Honrich, who posted, "How dare you? Hashtag devastated." And to at Lori Zeladon, who wrote, "I am going out of my freaking mind without hashtag chicken fries." We thank all of you for your unwavering support. Because of you, chicken fries are finally back. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, "Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more." The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is from the just plain silly cell phone and technology department. Here's a suspected cell phone thief who may want to reevaluate things next time she feels inclined to call 911 for emergency. The suspect reportedly called to get in touch with the Seattle Police Department because the man she allegedly stole the cell phone from wouldn't leave her alone. When officers responded to the call at a gas station, they found this girl standing together with the man. This guy had a lot of cuts and bruises. She told the police the man was napping on a Metro bus when he awoke and accused the woman and her boyfriend of taking his phone. The man corroborated that he'd been on the bus, told police he started chasing the suspect and her boyfriend after they grabbed his phone and took off. When he asked them to return the phone, they punched him and kicked him in the head. So the boyfriend kept on going when the suspect stopped to call 911. Officers searched the woman, found the victim's phone and 3 grams of crack.
Oh.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, Merry
Congratulations.
Christmas.
Yeah, right. All right, crime doesn't pay. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.